of May 2020. If I just go through and introduce who's at our meeting this afternoon, there's myself, the chair. My name is Councillor Vicky Gould. Vice chair, we have Chris Sylvester, Councillor Chris Sylvester. Our head of service, we have Estelle Carr. Planning manager is Ashley Baldwin. Legal representation from Linda Durham. We have our committee clerk as Monica Henchcliffe. Andrea Davis is offering committee support. Our principal planning officer is Kerry Chandler. We have our senior planning officer is Emma Carrington. And then we have in attendance Councillor Bev Ashcroft, Councillor Ed Barker, Councillor Becky Brady, Councillor Ken Bills, Councillor Ray Faulkner, Councillor Greg Hall, Councillor Graham Lamb, Councillor Alison Legg, Councillor Sue McGarry, Councillor Sheena McKiernan, Councillor Beryl Toon, and Councillor Colin Whittaker. Right, as we go on to the agenda items, are there any apologies for absence?
I've not received any apologies for absence, Chairman.
Thank you. Do we have any declarations of interest?
I'm not aware of any declaration.
Not here.
Okay, thank you. Right, so we'll go on to the minutes of the last meeting, which was held on the 17th of March. We have... Yes.
We haven't done appointment of vice chairman.
So okay.
That's on the agenda.
Right, okay. I will propose that we have Councillor Chris Sylvester as our vice chair. Do we have a seconder? Okay. So if I can remind you just to put your raise hand symbol so that I can see. So I'm going to just wait for that for a second. So a seconder, please. Just waiting a second. Have we got a seconder for our vice chair? Yep, I'm going to go with top one on my list. Councillor McGarry is going to do that for me. Thank you. Can I have a show of hands, all those in favour of electing Chris Sylvester as our vice chair? So we're going to do a raised hand symbol as well. Thank you. I would say that's carried, and we'll have Chris Sylvester as our vice chair. Thank you for that, Monica. So back on to the agenda item then. Agenda item 3. So the minutes of last meeting, Monica did mention that we have a little bit of a discrepancy on who voted for the bank close application in the last minutes. We will remove Alison Legg from that as she was not present. So the minutes will reflect that now. Okay. So once that is changed, can I have a proposer for the set of minutes, please? Sue, Councillor McGarry, thank you very much. And can I have a seconder on that then, please? Councillor Brady, lovely, thank you very much. Monica, are you going to ask a named vote on that one, or would you like me to run through those?
If you could run through those for
me. Okay. So for myself, that will be I'm for that. Councillor Ashcroft.
Abstain.
Councillor Barker.
Or.
Councillor Brady. Councillor Bills.
Abstain.
Councillor Faulkner.
Abstain.
Councillor Hall.
I wasn't at that meeting, Chairman. Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Lamb.
Or.
Councillor Legg. Sorry, Alison, did you say something, Councillor Legg? You're still on mute, sorry.
I should be abstaining from the vote as I wasn't at the meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Councillor McGarry?
Four.
Councillor McKiernan?
Four.
Councillor Toon?
Abstain.
And Councillor Whittaker?
Abstain.
Thank you very much. Agenda item four. Any urgent business to be brought to the committee?
There's none, Chair.
Thank you. So we go on to the applications for planning permission. So if we go on to 6.1 then, it's planning application 2019-000770. Which is Bank Close Cottage. If we can ask for our planning officer to present that for us, please. Sorry. Linda.
Chair, I thought we were going to ask that those councillors who were not in attendance were going into the waiting room, or has that been changed?
From just before this meeting, we said that all those who were not in attendance will not have a vote on that, but they will remain in this meeting so they can receive the presentation. They just won't take part in this item. Is that okay with you?
That's fine. It's just for the purpose of the members of the public that haven't been made clear.
Okay. So on this planning item, there will only be myself and five other committee members taking part in this debate, as we previously had gone to this site for the site visit. And it is a deferred application. So because of it being deferred, only those who were originally there will be taking part in the discussion and having the vote on that. Right. Okay. So if I can ask our planning officer, Emma, to present that to us, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Sorry, Chair. Ashley Baldwin here. Can I just double check that we brought in the county council officers at this point? Appreciate there for questions afterwards, but can I just double check that they've been brought in, Monica?
I'll bring them in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, good afternoon. Councillor Hall, have you got something you would like to say?
Chair, could you just explain to the panellists, to the County Council, that they've been brought in to listen to the presentation?
Okay. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Councillor Vicar Gould. I'm Chair of the Planning Committee this afternoon. We're going to just go through the application for two detached dwellings and widening of the existing highway for Bank Close Cottage in New Toxeter. We're just about to go into the presentation of that. Can we hear okay?
I only got on a couple of minutes ago, so I'm not going to hear.
So we have our planning committee, and we also have planning manager, we have, which is Ashley Baldwin. We have, bear with me 1 second while I read my notes. We've got our head of service, Sal Khan. We've got our legal representative, Linda Durham. Democratic Service Officer, our committee clerk is Monica Henchcliffe. We've got Andrea Davis as committee support as well. Our planning officer for this part of the agenda is Emma Carrington, who is a senior planning officer.
Okay, does anybody else from Highway be meeting?
Right, we have Malcolm Jones and David Plant. David, I can't hear you, you're muted. There we go.
Well, that's two out of the four of us, so it's it off.
Okay. Right, are we all happy to proceed with the presentation then? Councillor Hall.
Hello, Chairman. I think we need to make it clear who is and who isn't taking part in this decision, because I think there are seven of us who weren't at the site visit.
Okay.
We would normally indicate who is taking part in a decision before we discuss an item.
Okay. So I'll go back through the list. I have got myself will be taking part. I have Councillor Alison Legg, Councillor Bev Ashcroft, Councillor Becky Brady, Councillor Graham Lamb, and Councillor Ken Bills will all be taking part in this discussion.
Sorry, Chair, not Councillor Legg.
Did I say Leg? I meant Graham Lamb, not Leg. Sorry, I don't know why I've misput her on. Sorry.
Or me, Vicky.
Right, let me just... I'll refer to my last list. Sorry, bear with me 1 second. So it would be myself, Ed Barker, Becky Brady, Graham Lamb, Sue McGarry and Sheila McKiernan. For the avoidance of doubt, they will be the ones who will be taking part in that. I'm sorry for any confusion that raised. Okay, Emma, after a little bit of confusion, would you like to present to the group, please?
Thank you, Chair. So this application is P2019-00770, Bank Close Cottage, Bank Close, Uttoxeter. And the development is for the erection of two detached dwellings and widening of the existing highway on Banks Close and formation of vehicular access. Members will recall that this application was deferred at the Planning Committee meeting in March in order to enable representatives of the County Highways Authority to attend the committee meeting and take part in the discussion. And as we know, that's just been organised. Following on from the site visit this morning, for information, just to explain, since the last Planning Committee meeting, it's been established that the applicant does not own a 1 metre strip of land adjacent to the northeastern boundary of the site behind properties on Churchill Close. An amended site plan has been submitted which omits this land from the application site. The amended site plan does not affect the overall layout of the site and still provides appropriate levels of private amenity space and parking. The access remains the same, as does the separation distances of the new properties from neighbouring dwellings. But because of the boundary being moved in from the original position, that leaves an open boundary. So it's been recommended that an additional condition is required in order to achieve a suitable boundary treatment along the northeastern side of the site. And it's also requested that the decision be delegated to officers in order to achieve an updated site plan that more accurately represents the changes that have happened to the boundary. And so this is the development site. In the middle of the plan, the settlement boundary is on the eastern side, and you can see that the site is well located in the settlement boundary. It's an aerial view of the site showing allotments to the south and surrounding residential development. As the application was deferred from the last committee meeting in March in order to further discuss the access to the site. That is the only issue for consideration today. So the following slides mainly relate to the access from the main road into Bank Close, and this shows the entrance up to the site onto Bank Close. This is the view looking down the hill with Bank Close demarked by bollards in the street. This is a view out of Bank Close onto Balance Hill. Again, a view from Bank Close up Balance Hill. And this is a more direct view down Bank Close from Balance Hill. A view further into Bank Close showing the application site frontage, where the lay-by will be installed, and existing properties on Bank Close. Just a view further down towards the end of Bank Close, where there is a turning area and a dead end with a footpath link through to Churchill Close. This is the view back down Banks Close from the footpath link, showing the turning area with the application site to your left. Again, this is a view of the frontage of the development site where the lay-by will be installed. And then just some general views to show the maturity of the garden area that forms the application site with the hedging and onto Bank Close. This is to the rear of the site showing the existing outbuildings. This fence shows the boundary between properties on Churchill Close to the northeastern side of the site. A closer view of those properties. The strip of land referred to on my introduction is this little parcel of land that just steps in from the rear boundaries of properties on Churchill Close. This was the application site that was originally submitted with the application, which shows the boundary of the application site going up to the fence line that we've just seen at the backs of properties on Churchill Close. But due to concerns from a neighbour, that has been revisited, and it transpires that the applicant doesn't own all the way up to the boundary. So the site plan has been amended to show that strip excluded from the application site. This plan shows the position of the lay-by that's proposed as part of the road widening scheme to make ease of access up and down Bank Close better for existing and proposed residents. It shows the vantage points from Bank Close down towards Balance Hill. And you can see it steps in from the existing carriageway into the development site, but it will be available for use by anybody. This is the site plan, layout plan that was submitted originally with the application, and you can see that the boundary here goes all the way up to properties on Churchill Close. And this is the revised boundary stepped in from the fence line with the rear of these properties. You can see that it doesn't affect the actual layout of the development. The garden area is still in excess of the requirements in the supplementary planning guidance. The parking spaces are still provided on the frontage, and garage access is here for both properties with parking over here. The access is still as was on the original plans. Just to refresh your memory, that's the street frontage of the proposed developments. You can see they're two-storey, both are four-bedroomed and similar design, just handed. That's the existing property, Banks Close Cottage, and you can see the side view of properties on Churchill Close. These are the elevations of the dwelling. Again, the frontage just reflects the plans that we've just seen. You can see they're two-storey with dormer windows. In relation to the consultation responses that we received, the main area of consideration today is the highway impact of the proposal. And as you can see here, the County Council Highways team had no objections to the schema submitted due to the benefit of the road widening works to be carried out by providing the lay-by that will have a neutral impact on the character of the highway network. Just to refresh your memory, no objections in relation to the trees and landscaping on the site, no objections from Environmental Protection and Environmental Health have no objections subject to conditions. The Town Council raised objections and asked that the application be considered by the Planning Committee and raised concerns about the aspect of the in respect of the access. No comments received from ward members. A number of objections were raised to the scheme from local residents. One of the issues being in relation to the access, insufficient space for emergency vehicles, insufficient parking, and that possibly the widening of the road will result in cars being parked in the lay-by area. And a number of other issues that aren't actually for discussion today. So the relevant policies that we use to assess the application are the National Planning Policy Framework, policies in the East Staffordshire Local Plan, the East Staffordshire Design Guide, the Parking Supplementary Planning Document, Separation Distances and Amenity Supplementary Planning Document, and the Uttoxeter Neighbourhood Plan. The principle of the development is established in that the site is within the settlement boundary of Uttoxeter and is a sustainable form of development. The development offers a suitable siting, density and design for its setting and will not harm the character and appearance of the area. There's no adverse impact on neighbours by way of overlooking, overbearing or overshadowing, and sufficient amenity space has been provided for both properties. In relation to highway matters, the access from Balance Hill is considered to be poor and bankless narrow, but the scheme compensates the matter with the road widening by providing the lay-by, and this will benefit not only the applicants, future occupiers of the properties, but also the existing residents of Banks Close. No objections from historic environment point of view. There's no harm created to heritage assets. No issues in relation to flood risk, and conditions can be imposed to achieve suitable drainage. In relation to biodiversity, there will be trees lost by the development, but they're not considered to be worthy of retention, and that more tree planting and ecological enhancement measures will be provided. So in conclusion, the proposal as submitted complies with the local plan, relevant supplementary planning documents, the Uttoxeter Neighbourhood Plan and the National Planning Policy Framework. And the local planning authority has worked proactively with the applicant to secure a development that improves the economic, social and environmental conditions of the area in accordance with the requirements of paragraphs 186 and 187 of the National Planning Policy Framework. So it's recommended, as before, that the development is approved subject to conditions in the report and an additional condition about boundary treatments. But just to reiterate, the matters at hand today relate to the access arrangements and the reason for the application being deferred from the last meeting in March. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Emma. If we go to the speaking part of our planning meeting then, if we can please note that those who are speaking will be brought in by our committee clerk. There will be a 3 minutes opportunity to speak, and our committee clerk will remind you at 1 minute of your time allowance left. Can we bring forward the first person who on my list I have is the parish councillor, Mrs. Caroline Green, please.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Caroline Green. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, that's lovely, thank you. Right, thank you. You talked that the Town Council works to support East Asborough Council local plan and development to benefit our community. However, bank close has raised Uttoxeter Town Council Planning Committee concerns. Two previous planning applications for Bank Close Cottage have been withdrawn due to poor access. A previous planning application for Honeycroft in Bank Close was also refused on grounds of poor access. This current planning application for Bank Close Cottage is one of 16 properties in Bank Close. The Close is a narrow, single-lane cul-de-sac with a turning head. It has no pedestrian walkway and is part of a staggered junction with West Hill, as you know. Both form part of the Staffordshire Way. The access into the Close via Bank Hill, Balance Hill, is on a steep gradient and is frequently congested with parked cars, which is challenging to navigate. Turning right out of Bank Close is difficult and at times you need to reverse to get clearance. The entry into Bank Close is just 3.5 metres wide after the turn into the Close. This then narrows to 2.6 metres for 20 metres before widening. This size gap does not enable emergency vehicles or waste collection services down into the Close. Waste collection lorries currently have to park on Balance Hill, with their operatives manhandling the waste bins down to the end of Bank Close. I've seen this in operation. The typical dimension of a lorry is 3 metres, a minibus is 2.4. Therefore, any heavy goods vehicles, removal lorries, will not be able to navigate down Bank Close. In addition, building regulations stipulate that fire emergency vehicles should have a minimum carriageway width of 3.7 metres between curbs and a vehicle access for a pump appliance within 45 metres of every dwelling. And that's building requirements B5 as well, the West Midlands Ambulance Fire Service, sorry. Staffordshire Highway specification indicates that a carriageway width should be 3.5 to 6.
1 minute left.
However, Bank Close narrows to 2.6 metres and that the turn into the Close must be 5 metres wide and straight for a minimum distance of 15 metres back from the higher category road. This is not apparent in Bank Close. Bank Close is part of the Staffordshire Way, is a long distance footpath and links Uttoxeter Town footpaths 14 and 42. This route is popular with local visiting walkers and school children navigating their way to school. As no pavement is available, this highlights the risk. Given the complexity of the limited road access for residents, service and emergency vehicles reaching properties in a timely fashion and additional traffic from this and potential further new builds, it is therefore recommended that this planning application should be refused on the grounds of safety issues at the road entry point. Finished.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Green. Could I have next then Mr. Martin Richardson, who is going to speak to us?
Okay, just one moment. I'll just. Okay.
Hello, Mr. Richardson.
Just one moment. Just one.
Okay.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Richardson.
Hello.
Right, are you aware of our planning public speaking? So yeah, you have 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And ready to go when you are.
Okay. I've had to cut this short because I've obviously been listening. So I've lived on Bank Close for 26 years and today I represent the residents objecting to the planning application at Bank Close Cottage. The Highways Authority have historically refused planning for any new residential developments on Bank Close Cottage, stating that the access road is substandard and is of inadequate width to allow two vehicles to pass. And the increase of such road use would result in an increase in the likelihood of danger to road users. This was contrary to East Staffordshire Local Plan, Policy SP1 and Paragraph 32 of the MPPF. Rob Dugworth, the previous planning officer application, confirmed to my wife on this occasion that the junction with Balance Hill is dangerous and cannot be altered. The proposal to widen Bank Close at the top end does not alleviate the issue of the dangerous junction with Balance Hill whatsoever. The photo included in the application to show the junction can be viewed from the proposed area that's to be widened is from, taken from Google Earth, and Google Earth cameras are mounted on top of the vehicle, so it's a false representation. As a, from a driver's position, the junction is not visible from that part of the road. The new dwellings are not keeping the other dwellings on Bank Close and will impact on the visual heritage and the character of the immediate area. The abundant wildlife in the area will also be affected with the clearing of trees and foliage. Now, as council, you have a legal duty to apply consistency in decision making. This is well established in principle planning law. So, this would lead to you, the planning committee, to say that all the concerns have been raised and understand that if this development goes ahead, there will probably be a large risk. We would like the members of the planning committee to take full accountability for when somebody is injured or killed due to the lack of consideration for the constituent's safety and human rights if this application is approved. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Right. If we could have our next speaker, please. Mrs. Yvonne Kitchen. Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Good afternoon, Mrs. Kitchen.
I do apologise, it all went blank and then came back again.
Not a problem at all, we can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you very much.
3 minutes for when you're ready.
Okay. An application made in 1997 for residential development at Honeycroft and for a single bungalow 4 years ago at Bank Close Cottage resulted in planning refusals that highlighted highway danger to road users and the Bank Close Balance Hill Junction as being geometrically inadequate. Nothing has changed at this junction, which, under current design standards, would not be considered practical or safe. The application withdrawn due to poor access is replaced by mitigation plans to widen the road towards the closed end of the cul-de-sac. Item 9.2 claims it to be a significant improvement, and in 9.6 to be of benefit to all parties that use Bank Close. Really? This lay-by with its double yellow lines proposed for the top third of the road only will not enable drivers, pedestrians, cyclists, etc. to make any judgments about traffic coming into Bank Close from either up or down Balance Hill due to the way the road rises from the junction. Item 11.2 acknowledges that county highways have previously objected to the development off Bank Close due to its general access and width. Bank Close Junction cannot be improved due to the constraints of the existing housing boundaries. We, the residents, are well aware of this, and we were so when we moved into our houses. Service vehicles already block the access when bins are emptied. Emergency vehicles struggle to negotiate the space available on Balance Hill due to parked cars. Adding more traffic to Bank Close with 2 4-bedroom family homes when the building of 1 bungalow was refused will undoubtedly exacerbate the problems, not decrease them. Items 8.6 and 8.7 support the plans as being appropriate with minimal environmental impact. On the contrary, the impact on the surrounding environment would be detrimental to the neighbouring properties by increasing traffic flow. It's more than unfortunate in 9.4 that existing trees and landscaping on the site will be lost. The wildlife will be impacted significantly. In 9.5, instead of adding to the character of the street, the top part of the road
will be changed out of all recognition. This character is one of the main reasons that we, the residents, have bought houses here in a quiet cul-de-sac with a relatively small number of dwellings and part of the Staffordshire Way. Why are the new planning proposals not subject to exactly... It's not subject to exactly the same rigorous decisions that were made in 1997 and 2016, since nothing has changed in bank close, nor to the inadequate width and sight line at the junction of Balance Hill. If the erection of a single bungalow was considered to be unsuitable, how can the erection of two family-sized detached houses now be considered acceptable? It's a huge puzzle that the Highways Authority has reversed its own decision regarding the suitability of Bank Close to support any additional housing development. Permitting the building of two detached houses on this site will open the door to future development at other properties. Look at the site map. There would be no grounds to refuse planning at Honeycroft if a precedent has already been set. I urge you to reconsider your recommendation for approval of these plans on the grounds of safety. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Kitchen. We've now got Mr. Richard Emery, who is on our list to speak.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Emery.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi. You have 3 minutes to speak. You'll be reminded at 1 minute, and the floor is yours when you're ready.
Okay, thank you very much. Just a short statement, really, on behalf of the applicants. Obviously, after the application was deferred, we just understood that the deferral was so councillors could ask any questions of staff's highways that they had from the previous meeting. We have worked extensively with Staffordshire Highways and East Staffordshire Council on the scheme over the last two and a half years to come up with a scheme that was acceptable. And from our position, we've complied with the planning guidance and also come up with a scheme that Highways had accepted was of no detriment, was a neutral benefits to the area with the widening of the road, providing the benefits that it does. So we haven't really got much more to add than that, other than hopefully the questions can be answered by Highways. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. Right, so we've heard had our presentation and we've heard from our public speakers. If we want to open the floor out and see who wants to ask the first question. Councillor McGarry, please.
Thank you, Chair. Obviously, when we went on the initial site visit earlier in the year, my concerns were of the access, like the speakers that we've had, Mr. Richardson, Mrs. Green and Mrs. Kitchen today. Obviously, I live in Uttoxeter and I know Balance Hill very well. That access point is clearly lacking visibility when exiting and entering. You just imagine that two four-bedroom houses, which I'm not opposed to at all, having two cars apiece and then having teenage children, that those cars actually double, you could potentially have eight cars leaving that very small close. I did ask the question in the previous planning committee meeting when we had the site visit about the grass verge on the entry. And we've talked about that again this morning on the site visit and wondered, you know, if Staffordshire County Council could come up with some sort of situation where that could be increased at any point. Bearing in mind Bank Close ends at the junction at the top end for the walkway to Churchill Close, so there's no other exit point. I do agree with some of the things that people have said, whereas I appreciate the applicant is prepared to widen the road closer to the properties and give a bigger turning point, or there's nowhere for the traffic to go at that end of the road at all. It's down the bottom end, down on the entrance of Bank Close, where we've got some major, major issues. And, you know, it's rightly been said to us today about service vehicles and emergency vehicles gaining access. I just think it is an accident waiting to happen. I'd love to hear what Highways would say on the situation, especially when, you know, it's been noted historically that they have rejected applications on this site previously because of this access.
Thank you for that, Councillor McGarry. Is there a member of Staffs County Council who would like to put forward any comments on what we've heard so far?
I will.
Okay. So, David Plant, if you'd like to go ahead.
Yeah, we have previously on applications off pick up at this top end. The two main reasons, that's the width of bank closed for length and the substandard access of bank balance here. Previously, the applications showed just two houses with no kind of improvements at all, so pure intensification of traffic on bank close and through the Balance Hill Junction. This application's come back now and it's showing a widening. I was saying it's the wrong end of bank close, but there's no formal passing point anywhere on close. With this application, there's a 40 metre long widening of which will be a benefit. A vehicle at the front of this widening can see all the way through down to the junction there between that point and Balance Hill. Beyond that, then there are 16 bank close. So whatever happens now will happen then.
Okay, thank you very much. Any of my other committee members who are able to vote on this, have they got any comments to make? Councillor Barker.
Yes, thank you. I find it difficult to believe that that's sufficient to compensate for the change in view from the County Council Highways Department, because I think they've got to bear in mind that once they've said that this access is adequate, then we have no grounds on which to turn this planning application down. So we're totally reliant on them. If they say this is adequate, then we have to virtually accept their word on that, and we have to virtually accept the planning application, even though we've got great concerns about that road junction and the fact that the road widening doesn't help in the places that we want it to.
Would you like to come back on that?
Yeah, it's not quite helping anybody else. It's swallowing their own. They're improving the access where they can. They can't improve the junction itself. They can improve outside the frontage of their development. What is there? Are 16 existing properties served off bank close. This is an additional two. And the MPP allows us to only refuse on highway grounds if the impact's going to be severe. Is two additional dwellings on top of 16 severe? With no improvement, yes, we've taken that, but they are improving bank's width where they can. And that pushes the balance, it tips the balance, it pushes it to my point of view. It is an improvement, it will benefit, I think it's seven or eight houses. It will benefit bank closed cottage and it benefit the two new properties. So at that end, it is an improvement. So they can't do anything with the junction, but they have improved it where they can. And additional two on top of 16 tipped it over the edge for me.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. Can I ask Councillor Brady then, please?
Yes, it's similar to actually what Councillor Barker and Councillor Seymour go. I don't personally. The refusals of the other properties was due to the access at the road at the junction. I believe that's what they're saying. The improvements they're making, yes, they're making improvements. exactly what about at the other end, where really the biggest issue is the junction. And having seen it on a site visit, so, and again today, this morning, it is a dangerous junction. At the end of that junction, you can't see up and down, really. You can't get anything in and out, anything larger than a car. And I have to agree, you're looking at two properties that's potentially could be looking at, there's already room for three vehicles on each property. I really haven't got, I know they're saying that the, it's improvement at the other end, but it doesn't, I can't see how this changes anything of why they refuse the other two properties, because that improvement at the other end does not help why they refuse the other properties at the other end.
Thank you, Councillor Brady. Can I go to Councillor Lamb, please?
Yeah, I guess the issue I see is we're saying there's a safety problem at one end and we're giving some amenity benefits at the other end. But surely safety trumps the amenity benefits in terms of any balance. And I'm just surprised that the highways can't come up with any mitigation factors to try and improve signage or something else at the junction end to try and mitigate it more.
Thank you, Councillor Lamb. Councillor McKiernan, please.
Thank you. I still don't understand how improving one part because the other part's poor mitigates each other at all. If it's a bad junction, it's a bad junction. And that would seem to me grounds for refusal. But I just wanted to ask about this meter strip because I just need to understand a little bit more about how that will impact the supposed improvement. Because if you've lost a meter that can be improved, how is that going to affect the amount of turning space or the amount of car park space that can be given? And it seems to me from the diagrams that it cuts off some of the entrance and exit from one of the houses. Can somebody just explain to me how that is, because it and which end it is with the beech tree as well? We may need to go back to the drawing, I don't know.
Okay, can we come back to that in just a second? Councillor McGarry, do you have something else on the highways part?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Obviously, listening to Mr. Plant's comments when members are actually trying to bring their point across, I suppose one of the questions I'd like to ask is, how will this new development site benefit the existing residents when clearly there is a safety issue with regard to the access and the exit? And clearly the extra room that they've put at the top of the site, it goes nowhere because it ends at the top. So no car can, it's pointless saying a car can go past another car. It goes nowhere other than the turning point, which then brings them back down to the exit point. So from my point of view and from listening to Mr. Plant's comments, you're basically saying this, that the site will never be adequate. And, you know, you've rejected it on that basis before when one property came. But you're not going to reject it. Now there is two properties. That site's never going to be adequate unless we change the access. It's dangerous. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McGarry. Would you like to come back on that, Mr. Plant, please?
Yeah, please. Bank Close clearly wasn't built for traffic in the 2020s. Well, 16 existing dwellings on Bank Close, which use Bank Close every day. They use the junction to Bank Close and Balance Hill through Bank Close, Balance Hill. There's no accidents recorded on Bank Close or Balance Hill or Leighton Road anywhere at all. Nevertheless, we have no record of injury accidents on that road. So I come back to in my early feelings going to make that dangerous? It's probably not. It's the 8% increase in traffic. Well, I say it's an increase. It's not a new access with nothing served off it already. It already serves 16 dwellings. It'll now serve 18 dwellings. Is that, and with the improvements for the width, it will be improved, because at the moment there's nowhere to pass on Bank Close, doesn't involve driving on somebody's private land. With this improvement, those top 7 or 8 houses and Bank Close Cottage will have somewhere to pass. They will be able to come out of their drives. They can see down the entrance with Balance Hill. So they can make a decision on whether to carry on or to wait for the oncoming vehicle to carry on into Bank Close and let it pass, either turn off before it gets to them or pass them on the widened bit. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you for that. Ashley, I'm going to bring you in.
Thank you, Chair. So I think the pertinent sort of question for members to consider is whether this is acceptable in highways terms, and that's ultimately what the County Council have sort of fed back to us. So they're assessing the proposal that's in front of them. So obviously, when you come to make any decision, please bear that in mind. In terms of the point on the meter strip, if I could bring in the case officer just to talk through that in a bit more detail, just I don't think we've picked up that point. So if we could bring Emma back in just to possibly bring up the plans again and just talk the committee through that component.
Tash,
that's great. Thank you.
This was the plan that was submitted with the original application, which showed the boundary as the applicant thought was their land ownership. There's the lay-by you can see on the site frontage, edged in red. But following on a matter raised by a neighbour, we have received this amended site location plan. So because this strip of land is not within the applicant's ownership, it's been deleted from the application site, which means it does cut through a section of the lay-by in this corner. The tree you can see is there, and that remains unaffected by the development, because nothing on the ground actually will physically change, perhaps some screening down here, which we will look at on a condition. So this little triangle of land was shown as part of the development site because the applicant believed that it was in their ownership, but it's now been omitted. But it wouldn't affect the usability of the lay-by if it was provided in this form, because that area of land will still remain undeveloped, and it will still be you'll still be able to access the lay-by in the most usable section, which is the little bits, well, the bit that's in the middle. These are, I guess, just little access points for you to drive in if you need to, but that will remain unaffected on the ground. It just isn't part of the planning application site.
Okay, thank you for that, Emma. Also, on that 1 metre strip, I would like to propose that we delegate the actual boundary treatment to the officers. So if I can have a seconder for my proposal. Councillor McGarry, thank you for that. So one of the conditions, we will delegate that part to it. Sheila, did that, Councillor McKinnon, did that answer your query with regards to that 1 metre strip?
Yes, partially. I was trying to see how much it would affect the actual available parking space. We also talked this morning about it it may turn out that that strip is actually a footpath, and I wondered if there was any effect from that. Perhaps if people, you know, it has to be kept clear, they can't park because people have to walk down it. I know you're talking about a boundary treatment now, and I'm just wondering how will that boundary treatment encroach onto this maybe footpath. I'm still not convinced that having extra parking or extra facilities mitigates the bad junction at the other end. I'm just not, and I was very impressed by the speakers.
Okay. Do you want me to respond on the boundary treatment issue, or is that...
Yes, please, Emma.
Okay. Well, any boundary treatment that will be on that side of the site will have to be on land owned by the applicant. So if indeed that strip of land is a footpath or access for properties on Churchill Close, it will be unaffected by any boundary treatment in terms of its size, because all the development will have to be contained on the applicant's land and should not encroach into that strip, whatever its purpose is or will be in the future.
Okay. Thank you for that, Emma. Right, so we had the proposer and the seconder for delegating the boundary treatment review to our officer. I'm going to ask those who are eligible to actually vote on this matter. So if you are for the delegation, I'd like to say for. Obviously, if you're against it, against, or if you're abstaining. So Councillor Barker.
For.
Councillor Brady.
For.
Councillor Lamb.
For.
Councillor McGarry.
For.
And Councillor McKinnon.
For.
And I'm recorded as a four, then. Thank you. Right. Have we any other matters that we wish to discuss on this? I'm going to bring in Ashley for a moment.
Chair, we'll... So in terms of the delegation, we need... we're asking committee to delegate the site layout plan. So we've been submitted the red line boundary updated. So we just, as a matter of course, need to update the site layout plan. So we request committee delegate that to officers.
Okay. Can that be added in on the boundary treatment?
We can add it in as part of that, Chair. Yeah, in terms of that.
Do we need to vote on that one again?
Yes, please, Chair. Yeah.
Okay. So, in order to allow the red line to be altered and amended on the plan and to sort out the issue of the boundary treatment delegated to the officers, I will propose that one. And the seconder, please. Councillor McGarry. And I will go for a name vote on that. I will be for on that one. Councillor Barker.
For.
Councillor Brady.
For.
Councillor Lamb.
For.
Councillor McGarry. Okay, you're still on mute.
Four.
Thank you. And Councillor McKinnon.
Four.
Thank you very much. Right, further comments? Councillor McGarry.
One final comment, please. In the site meeting this morning, we talked about the strip at the entrance, Emma, and I just wondered if you could clarify whose ownership that is, the grass verge on the side.
I wasn't able to establish. Perhaps maybe that was something that Dave from Highways could clarify, whether it's in Highway or not. Other than that, we haven't been able to clarify exactly who owns that parcel of land, I'm afraid.
Any come back from Southstassen, please? Can't get my words out, I apologise. Staffordshire County Council. Okay.
Are we talking about just as we talk off Balance Hill?
Yes, I believe that's the case.
I thought, are we thinking in terms of widening?
Okay.
Yeah, just bear with me one moment. I'm going to just bring in Ashley.
So thank you, Chair. Linda, correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, legal did manage to do a check, and for the purposes of committee, all you need to be aware of is that the applicants do not own that part of it, so that's what you need to be aware of. I understand that it was originally in Redrow Homes ownership, but Linda will correct me. But just to re-emphasise, in terms of you making your decision, you just need to be aware that the owner, the applicants do not own this, that piece of land.
Thank you for that. Councillor McGarry.
Sorry, am I getting slightly confused here? I'm on about the grass verge on the entrance to Bank Close. I'm wondering if that's part of the highway, and if it was, could that be used to mitigate the issues we've got with regard to the entrance? That was my question to the Highways Authority.
Okay, I'm just going to ask for a bit of clarity from our solicitor on that. Linda, is that something that we can necessarily use in mitigation against our planning application here?
Sorry. Can you just repeat the question, Councillor Gould, please?
Councillor McGarry is asking whether, if the verge that's on the entrance is part of Staffs County Council, whether something with that can be done to mitigate any potential danger spots and make the access a little bit wider in terms of our planning committee and our decision today.
Well, I'm not sure that it's a legal question. I mean, the one thing I can say is we have not been able to establish who owns that piece of land. So I don't think it would be wise to assume that it's the county council. We did establish the ownership of the strip further down that was included within the application site. But we have not been able to establish who owns the grass verge.
So it's really just back to our planning matters and the application that's directly in front of us now. Okay. So I would like to put forward a motion that we actually go with the officer's recommendation, which is to approve the planning application subject to the conditions that are listed, and also with the condition that we delegate the red line and the border treatments to our officers. Do I have a seconder for that one? Mm-hmm. Councillor Lamb, do you have a question or would you like to second?
No, I had a question because I thought I'd raise my hand on it.
Okay.
It was going back to the safety issue, and I understand the argument which says there's been no accidents, but those no accidents must have been a similar situation when the previous applications came forward for the other things that were refused by traffic. And my question, I don't think I've got an answer before, is are there no mitigations that can, signage or anything else that can try and improve that junction that could be applied?
Thank you. Is this something we can ask Staffs County Council to come back on, please?
All I'll say to that is the just is existing, and obviously the accident record was the same as the applications. But if we didn't want to put any more traffic at that junction with no mitigation at all, the mitigation is in this application and further back. It's still an existing junction, and the only change is these two additional dwellings. Because I would have thought it would be necessary to provide signage for two additional dwellings, particularly when there's no accident record at that junction.
So your view still stands that Highways have no issues with this application? Because of the mitigation.
Bancroft proves that, mitigated at that stage. Nothing they can really do at the junction, and I don't think that signage would be appropriate and necessary for two additional dwellings.
Thank you. Councillor McGarry?
I'm really sorry, Chair, but I cannot approve this on the answers that we're receiving from Highways. I am not opposed to the two properties at all, but I am opposed to the access in the way it sits at the moment due to safety issues. So on those grounds, I would have to refuse this application.
Okay, Councillor Brady.
I'm very sorry, but I have to agree with Councillor McGarry here. The answers to our questions to me have not been sufficient. And I think it's basically on the safety issue. I don't understand what has changed from refusal of the other properties to allowing this when the junction is clearly, it's a safety issue at that junction. And I'm sorry, I'm just not happy with what we've had back.
Okay. Councillor McKinnon.
Thanks. I mean, I do have to agree with most of what Councillor McGarry is saying. I just wanted to ask, though, the basis we're making the decision on seems to be totally on the highways. I'm not sure that we'd finished the discussion at the previous meeting such that we were satisfied that we would have voted for it if we could be convinced that the highways matter was sorted. Are we not voting on the whole development?
As at the time we did have quite a lengthy discussion on that, we've deferred it simply for the highways to have an input in this meeting, and that's the way that we were going forward on that one.
Yeah, can I just clarify that point raised by Councillor McKinnon? The matter was deferred to I wasn't at that committee meeting, but my understanding is that it was this agenda item was adjourned to allow input from the county councillors who are here today. Not the county councillors, members of the county council, I apologise. But the decision will be based on the application as a whole because no vote was taken at the previous meeting. So just to clarify, you will not be voting on the application purely on the highways issues. You are looking at the whole application, but it's been brought back to committee today so that those county council officers could answer the questions raised by those members of the planning committee who are able to participate today, in order that that would assist you make your decision. Does that clarify it at all for you, Councillor McKinnon?
Can I come back then and suggest that we defer it so we can have all the councillors that were at the original meeting? Now we've got this extra information from Highways and we can make a proper decision with all the councillors that are able to at a future date.
Do you want me to answer that?
Yes, please.
Right. The situation is that at Councillor McKinnon, at the March committee meeting that I was not present at, the members present discussed the application, and it was deferred at that committee meeting in order that highway queries could be raised with officers of county council today. Hence the reason that those county council officers are here. Now, if we were to defer it, just stepping back, when a deferred item is brought back to committee, it can only be considered and voted on by those members who were present at the original planning committee. Hence the reason that some members of the planning committee today have not been able to participate in the discussion or vote. So if we were to defer the application again, it wouldn't resolve that issue. If in fact, the only way to deal with that is for the application to be withdrawn and resubmitted. And I'm not suggesting that that happened, but that's the only way to get a fresh application before the full committee.
Has that made it a bit clearer there?
Can I just ask then, so are you saying that all the people who went to the original site meeting are actually present today?
Yes. Those who can vote on it and have a discussion and a debate on it are with us now. Right, Councillor Barker.
Yes, thank you. I think we've got to be very mindful here of what we can and can't do. I am personally am not happy with the explanation from Staff County Council. I can't see, if you think about the number of cars per household, we're talking about something like a 30 to 40% increase in traffic on that junction. So I'm not happy that a junction that wasn't satisfactory before is going to be satisfactory now just because they put a lay-by so many yards further back up the road. But at the end of that, if they're not going to budge from that position and we turn it down, it will go to appeal and we'll get thrown out and we'll get the cost because they're our experts. They're the people who say whether the highway is acceptable or not. So we really are, our hands are tied because of what they say. And if, you know, we turn it down, we're going to lose. I've seen it happen in the past. I've seen Moorlands Council do it. And you just cannot beat the system. The system says that they're our experts. If they say it's acceptable, we have to agree with that because that's what they're here for. So with a heavy heart, I have to second your proposal that we accept it.
Thank you. Right, do we have any further motions coming forwards on this, or can I go to a vote? Councillor McKiernan.
Thank you. For the moment, my mind's gone blank. Sorry.
All right. Right, so we have a motion in place at the moment that's proposed and it's seconded.
Councillor Toon needs to speak. She's got her hands up.
Okay, Councillor Toon.
I was just wondering why Councillor Sylvester is not included in this, yet he's on the sheet as voted and been to the site.
Would you like me to answer that?
Yes, please, Linda.
Thank you, Councillor Toon. Councillor Sylvester inadvertently made an unofficial site visit to the site, so on my advice, he is not able to participate in the discussion or indeed the site visit on this matter.
Thank you, but that would have been useful for us to know, because I sat here wondering all the while why he wasn't voting.
I agree with that, Councillor Toon, and I will say that at the planning pre-brief, and I will raise the matter, I did say that when there had been a declaration or not a declaration of interest, I was going to make the committee aware of the fact that Councillor Sylvester would not be participating, but unfortunately the matter moved on. I did start to speak, but unfortunately the chairman moved on and I've been denied the opportunity to make that statement. So I do apologise. It was my intention.
I apologise for any confusion we've had on that matter as well. Councillor McKiernan.
Thanks. I was just going to say that we have had appeals which have been allowed and costs have not been given. I've seen one in our papers this week. So we mustn't be frightened that costs may or may not be awarded against us. I think if we all feel similarly that we have great difficulty with this application, we shouldn't be afraid to refuse it.
Right, thank you for that. Any further discussion on this before I take it to a vote? No, we will have a named vote then to go for the officer's recommendation, so to approve with the conditions and also for the delegated power of the officer with the boundary and the red line. I will record 4 on that one. Councillor Barker.
4.
Councillor Brady.
Against.
Councillor Lamb.
Against.
Councillor McGarry.
Against.
Councillor McKiernan.
Against.
Okay, so that has not carried.
Bear with me 1 second while I find my paperwork. Is there another motion that is going to come forward then? Do we need any further conditions for the officers to make? So shall we, if I can just ask for some clarity on how I can proceed on this one then.
So, Chair, Sasha Bolden here. If members are minded to move to refusal, then we'll need to identify refusal reasons. And need to give those consideration, and that may require the officers to go into a huddle, at which point for the public listening, what will happen is that the audio will stop, the meeting in effect it is paused, but we will be rejoining the meeting after that huddle. So this is the council's procedure is that I'll need to then consider as planning manager the reasons for refusal.
Okay, thank you. Right, so any of our members would like to raise their points for a refusal on this? Councillor McGarry.
Like I said previously, Chair, whereas I'm not objecting to the building of extra properties, I am rejecting this application on the basis of the safety of the access, and that's where I stand on this particular application. I just think it's not wide enough to accept an abundance of more vehicles. Like Councillor Barker said, we're looking at a 30-40% increase, and when you think of all the other service vehicles or emergency vehicles possibility to use that road, the access just is not wide enough. If county refused it on the basis of the road not being wide enough for one property, it's certainly not wide enough for two. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any further comment?
Yeah, my comment is I'm concerned about the safety and I just don't see a mitigation.
Can I just come in at this point? I think at this point, before asking for all the reasons, because each councillor who has voted to refuse the application must give a reason for refusal. But I think before we get to that stage, we need to go into the huddle. Because unless I've missed something, we've already voted on this and refused it.
That's fine. Chair, then if we can just ask the attendees listening just to bear with us for 5-10 minutes while the officer's screen will more than likely go blank, and then we will be sort of rejoining. So for any attendee, if they could just please stay on the call. And I will make this huddle now, if that's okay, Chair.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Noted.
Thank you very much for that. Right, so move on to my procedure bit again. So if I move now to move into the private part of this and we stop the recording of this, in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting as it is likely, in the view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item on the agenda, and we request that the public leave the meeting.